This answer includes at least 8 factual errors about the command theory of Austin and Bentham. For example, the command theory was not invented by Bentham and Austin, but rather the command theory can be traced back to Thomas Hobbes in the 17th century. The essay should include a clear statement of the basic elements of the command theory set out in a couple of paragraphs, simply and clearly. It should then explore how the command theory captures the coerciveness of law and the importance of power to the maintenance of the state. Although the answer does refer to the link between the command theory's emphasis on sanctions and the coerciveness of modern legal systems, this point could have been further developed to argue that Professor Hart unfairly downplayed the role of sanctions in law when he criticised Austin's coercion-driven command theory in his 1961 book, The Concept of Law. The discussion could have continued on to the fact that the command theory makes the identification of law depend on factual tests and not on a moral argument. This is an approach to law which has been very influential upon later legal theorists, including Professor Hart with his rule of recognition, and Professor Raz and his sources thesis, both of which make the existence and content of law depend on factual tests where morality plays no part. The essay could have concluded by pointing out that although there are points to be made in favour of the command theory, ultimately the simplicity of the command theory is its downfall. The command theory of Bentham and Austin has too few organising ideas to explain law adequately. The command theory is too thin in its concepts, and as a result, the command theory does not have much explanatory power with regard to the social institution that we term the law.